So the price of houses have started to rise again after falling by more than half their value over the last 5 years. But some houses built before that have never been lived in, or in many cases never even been finished. In total, there are now 1,258 unfinished housing developments across the country. The government has promised to knock down many of these ghost estates and to help finish ones that people are already living in. How are they getting on so far? Housing Minister Jan O'Sullivan is here. Minister, good morning, and thank you for coming in to us. Let's look at first at what you have done. 553 developments effectively resolved, you say, in the past 12 months. What does effectively resolved mean?
Well, it means that the outstanding issues have been dealt with in conjunction with the developers, the local authorities, our department and other interests. And those estates are ready now to move on to the next phase, which is the taking in charge by the local authority. So effectively, the problems that were there have been resolved.
So these can be lived in or are being lived
in? They can be lived in, indeed, yeah. So it's good progress. We're down from what was in 2010 was 2,846 down to 1,258 now.
Okay, 1,258, which is a lot. That's estates, not houses, isn't it?
That's estates, yes.
Still unfinished. Mm-hmm. 992 of these estates have people living in them. So how long is it going to be before they are finished?
Well, we've made very good progress in the last year. We've been making steady progress since we started this process, and it's done in a consultative, cooperative way. But we will continue to work on the ones that haven't been resolved, particularly the ones that have people living in them, because, you know, anybody living in an unfinished estate, I have absolute sympathy for them, and we want to address those
How
ones
long?
As quickly as possible. Well, we expect to make similar progress in the next year, and I would expect that they will all be resolved within the lifetime of the government. That would certainly be my aim, and I'll continue to work on it in that way. Now, we're doing a few things in the next year that will assist. First of all, we'll continue to work with the developers, continue to use, for example, the bonds that are there, which would be money lodged with the local authorities to address outstanding issues. But in the budget, Minister Howlin also announced that there's a 10 million euro fund which will be used in order to add to what's there already, if you like. And it will be for estates, particularly where there is no bond or where there's an inadequate bond. And we hope that that will leverage extra money to be spent by the developers, by the banks,
etc. You
say that you
hope
to
have
estates.
All this done by the end of the lifetime of this government. But 992, as I said, developments with people living in them, 1,258 still to be finished. And you're only working on 129 of them at the moment. That doesn't sound like you're going to be finished in time.
We are working on all of them effectively because we're doing them all on a case by case basis.
No, but in terms of physical work being done on these estates, according to your own figures, 129 are being worked on to bring to an acceptable standard at the moment.
Yes, but I mean, this is an ongoing process, and the money, we feel that this money in particular will leverage activity in estates where there hasn't been activity.
How much is all this going to cost?
Well, I mean, the 10 million is the contribution of the state for the next year.
Towards the total
We've already
bill of what,
had
do you think?
Over 5 million in terms of safety measures. But I mean, these are essentially privately owned. In some cases, there are receivers. So, you know, those who own the estates,
But a lot of those who own the estates are bust.
Must also. Well, they may be bust, but the banks and the receivers are in charge in many cases. NAM are in charge in other cases, and they're working through their ones.
How much is all this going to cost? In other words, how much of the 10 million that is going to be used this year, how far is that going to go?
Well, I believe it'll go quite a distance, because what it will do is it will prime more money from the private sector, which is what we want to do. This isn't essentially about public money. The public money is being used to prime the private money to get those developers to finish houses. For example, if you are a developer, a receiver, and you're in charge of an estate where there are built houses, where there are some occupied, what you want to do is you want to finish them and you want to sell off the ones that are left.
But there's a reason why these are
off.
Ghost estates. Most of them, as you know, are in parts of the country where houses arguably should never have been built in the first place. There never was a demand for them, and there's not likely to be a demand for them now.
Well,
so why would a developer who is struggling for cash want to finish an estate that nobody's ever going to live in?
Well, you see, that isn't the case with all of them. Quite a lot of them are in places where, you know, it will make economic sense to finish them off and to sell what's left of the houses that they can finish off. There will be a small number that are in places where nobody wants to live, where there isn't a demand, and where in some cases all you have is shells of houses, those typical ghost estates. In those cases, I have said, in those very small number of cases, then clearance will be the option. But there are others that are finishable. The economy, as you said at the start, is beginning to build up, and it will make sense to finish off and sell and occupy. And I would like to see as many as possible of them, as possible of them, finished off and sold, and to provide homes for people.
40 developments which you say are not viable, and you're going to return these sites to greenfield, in other words, demolish them, I presume. When?
Well, we hope to move on all on those. In the, 40 is the number we've identified that are likely to move in the next year. Now, there may be more added on to that as time goes on. They're the ones that, by consultation, by agreement, by going out and actually looking at the condition of them, the conclusion is that there are about 40 of them in the next year.
But 40 is just a start, yes?
Well, there may be others. We don't know yet. 40 is the number we have at the moment. We're doing them on a case-by-case basis. If they can be lived in, if they can be completed, then that would be my preference. But if they are in a situation where either there's no demand and where they're, you know, they're partially finished, in some cases there'd be only portions of estates. I mean, I think many people listening might know estates where, you know, maybe 90% of it is completed and occupied, but the last bit that was being constructed when the bust happened, that's the bit that will be cleared.
Earlier in the programme, we heard about an apartment complex in Navan, which families are now having to evacuate this weekend because of fire safety concerns. An apartment block built that had no fire certificate issued, never had a fire certificate issued. The fear is that this isn't the only one, that there are many more apartment complexes like this across the country. Can you allay anybody's fears that that might not be the case?
Well, first of all, and in this case, you know, it is really difficult for the families, particularly at this time of year. And I think the right action was taken in moving them out as soon as the problem was identified. And I understand it will be addressed, that there are issues around windows and around fire alarms, etc., on the upper floors. But
7 years after a fire safety was refused.
Yeah. And I mean, this is one of those unfortunate legacy issues, and a number of them have been dealt with already. There have been a number of high profile ones. But as far as, I mean, there are very few that and I think there are very few, because I think they would have come to public attention. Well, I think they would have come to public attention by now. If you know, the ones that did come to public attention have been dealt with. We know about this one now, and the action is being taken immediately. There have been a very small number. I think there have been warnings in the past that there may be a lot of these, but, you know, there have been a very small number, in fact, and this is one of them, unfortunately, and action is being taken appropriately in this particular case, and the issue will be resolved before people go back into the that part of the building. So, you know, I think, as I say, we are dealing with these, we're dealing with them in a proper way, and these are legacies of a boom time when there was not proper regulation, when things were built that shouldn't have been built, when things were built in places they shouldn't have been built, and we're dealing with them slowly and steadily and carefully.
Housing Minister Jan O'Sullivan, thank you very much for coming into our studio this morning.